Books on Tape presents Babyville, written by Jane Green, read by Kate Redding. Babyville. Julia. 1. Julia hoists herself around on the bed until her head's at the bottom, then sticks her legs straight up in the air and leans them gently on the headboard. "You know, you look ridiculous," Mark snorts, walking out of the bedroom to grab some toilet paper from the bathroom, because that is their deal. She will allow the wet spot to be on her side of the bed as long as Mark is the one to clean it up, and she is only allowing it at all because she is thrilled, delighted, amazed that Mark has even agreed to this baby in the first place. She was thrilled. 9 months ago. 9 months ago, when she first broached the subject and told him that she was desperate for a baby, that at 33 time was definitely running out, that her mother had problems conceiving her, and it took her 2.5 years. That last part was actually a bit of a white lie. Her mother conceived her on her wedding night, but that was the clincher, and Julia finally got her wish. She watches Mark as he comes back from the bathroom. Tallish, broadish, green-eyed and mousy-haired, he would produce adorable children. They together would produce adorable children. They would have Julia's dimples and Mark's eyes, Julia's hair and Mark's physique, Mark's gentleness, calmness, and Julia's tenacity, drive. They would have so much, if Mark and Julia were able to produce at all. 9 months. Ironic, isn't it? If they had been successful that first time they decided to leave the condoms in the drawer, they'd be having a baby right about now. To be more specific, Julia would be having a baby next Thursday. Thursday the 30th of January.